It's 11 o'clock. I'm a bit all over the place this morning. I could tell you why, but you don't care. This is 3ABR, a little segment we call the Apollo Bay Health Check, brought to you by Otway Health and steered in large bit by the CEO, Deborah Terraza. G'day.
Hi, Bob.
How are you going?
Great and improving.
Great and improving. That's what we like to hear. Now, you've got a silent partner at the moment because you want to say a few words.
Just
some housekeeping and stuff that's happening.
Here.
Well, we'll keep her a secret, will we?
Yeah, I'm not sure whether she's the Zag to my Zig or whether she's my Abbott to my Costello. I'm not quite sure how it fits in, but I tell you what, she's a new partner in crime. And
maybe she's
excited.
The yin to your yang.
That too. That also. I mean, we could spend a whole half hour talking about that.
We will
introduce her soon because I'm delighted that she's joined the team. But I've got a few things to share with you before we introduce our new friend, Bob.
Yep.
I do have to let people know that the government services information bus, the mobile services centre that comes to Apollo Bay every so often, who gives community members information about Medicare, Centrelink and other forms of government services, was scheduled to be here in May. I think the 1st of May, actually. It's been postponed. Unfortunately, out of our control, they notified us this morning to let us know that that bus won't be in town. So we will obviously let people know as soon as we have a new date and advise the community. It was in the news sheet, but of course we've had this late notification, so I just wanted to try and get it out to people as far and wide as possible.
And of course that's important because it's an ever-changing landscape about what your requirements are and what you can and can't have and all
that's
that sort of stuff.
True.
So it's important to know when that bus gets to town and for those that need it. Yeah.
And we do promote a number of services that come to town from time to time, and we use the news sheet, our Facebook and Otway Community News, plus here when we can, to advise as many people as possible. So we'll ask people to share that with their friends and neighbours as well. Yep. So we are sorry about that, but as I said, we don't do the booking. They let us know when they're coming, so that would be great. The other thing that I wanted to put a call out for is, you probably remember me talking to you recently, Bob, about our volunteer gardeners program and the gardeners who do such an incredible job with our garden at Otway Health. And we were fortunate and blessed to receive an award from the Colac Otway Shire Awards a couple of months ago. It was very exciting that the hard work and dedication of our volunteers was rewarded and recognised. Mm. Well, we're putting a call out for some more people to join us in our gardening program, volunteers to keep our garden beautiful. We've just had the most fantastic crop from our apple tree that sits just behind the door of Laura Pengilly Wing. And so
what kind of apples are they?
They were green and red ones.
Green
and red. aren't all apples green and red ones? But they were delicious green and red ones.
Oh, they're probably delicious then.
They might have been, but delicious. I don't think so. They could have been golden delicious, but I'm not sure. They were yum. They were very yummy.
Okay.
But we do have a beautiful
garden.
See,
there's your problem right there. You've got to know your apple varieties around here.
That will be on my – maybe Marawan could run a course for me.
On apple recognition.
That's a good idea. We'll have to talk to our friend Jody, Bob.
Actually, it's not a bad idea because there's a lot of – people grow a lot of apples around here.
Well, another one that I thought of was herb. Knowing your herbs and spices. Mm. That's another podcast we can do sometime.
Absolutely.
Anyway, gardeners. Mm. We know that there's some beautiful gardens in Apollo Bay, and we know that there are lots of people that love gardening. And if anybody is interested, the only prerequisite you need to have is a green thumb. Mm-hmm. Or even an interest in being a green thumb and some time on your hands to join in with the gang. And they have fun. They're always a lovely bunch of people. I really love it when it's gardening day. People are out and about in the garden. I go out and have a chat and we provide morning tea.
There's a cup of tea in it then.
There is a cup of tea, yes. So please, if anybody's got any interest in that, to ring Melanie Howell, our volunteer coordinator, on 5237 8500.
Melanie Howell, 5237 8500.
We'd love love people to join in and give her a call.
Yep.
And the last ad for today is our OsteoFit program, Fit for Life.
Yep.
This is a program that we've been running for a little while now, and a new program begins on the 2nd of May, and it starts at 10:30 in the morning. It's there's a whole lot of information about this program, and to register, you need to make contact either with Lauren Jenkins, our community health nurse, on 5237 8574, or Louise Farney, our allied health assistant, 5237 8500, or Lonnie at the gym,
at
Apollo
the gym.
Bay
yep.
Gym.
Yeah, because that's where it'll be held.
That's where it's held. Yep. And they, each one of those people can provide information around this. This is an exciting program that we've been trialling for a while now, and so far all the reports are that people are benefiting enormously. So we're keen to keep this going for as long as we can get funding for it. So.
Well, I have to tell you, I never ever feel that jumping up and down for an hour was a waste of time. I often don't feel like doing it.
That's right.
But so. When I walk out of the gym, I never feel worse than when I went in there. So, you know, take that from it.
And you're obviously doing well, because I've noticed that you seem to be walking straighter and better recently.
Oh,
well,
have
done.
You? Yeah, well, so, there you go.
And keep an eye notice. On your well-being. I remember when you had a soreness, and so I wanted to make sure you're doing okay. Because that's our interest. We're interested in the health and well-being of our Apollo Bay and surrounding district. That's what we're here for.
And so, the healthier people are, then the less likely they are to need acute services.
Yes. I always love saying hello to somebody, but prefer not to see them in my professional capacity if I can avoid it, and avoid it for them too. So anyway, they were my three little bits of advertising for today.
Yep. Now you've dragged this stranger in.
Yes.
she's not really a stranger, is she?
No, she's not. People might remember or may have met last year. We had a director of clinical services, Nicole Steers.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole went back, was given an offer for a job, perhaps too good to refuse, so she went back to Melbourne.
Yep.
And we advertised and recruited, and we recruited a new person.
Indeed.
So it's my pleasure to introduce to Apollo Bay and surrounding area, Pam Sharnock.
G'day, Pam.
Good morning, Bob.
How are you?
A bit nervous.
Well, don't be nervous. You're among friends, really. It's
really,
true.
Truly.
Yeah. So, Pam, you come from South Australia?
That's correct. I worked as the director of nursing of a country hospital in Peterborough, which is in the mid to far north of South Australia.
Yes.
So I'm quite familiar with country nursing.
Yeah. Mm. So Peterborough would be how many people, roughly?
About 1,800.
Ah,
catchment
that sounds
area
very familiar.
Yes.
Yeah. Very similar size.
Very, very similar size.
Yep.
Slightly different dynamics.
Mm. Yeah.
And socioeconomic area.
Sure.
A bit different.
Yeah, much more rural and...
very rural.
Yeah. No surfing accidents.
No, definitely no surfing. No water within Kooya, except for the dams.
Okay, yeah.
So we did have water incidents, but not necessarily surfing ones.
Yep.
Yes.
So okay.
Very, very similar issues and problems in country area, whether it be South Australia or Victoria or Northern Territory. So, yes.
So you're the director of clinical services and nursing. And nursing.
Yes.
Okay. So, yes. So you actually you run the show, really.
Yes.
Yeah.
She does. Indeed, she does.
Just don't tell Deb.
I'm beginning to think she runs
think
me
be,
too.
I think
Bob.
She'd be happy to share. I think she'd be happy to share the responsibility for, for running things.
No, I'm actually quite excited about the role. Whereas where I was before was what they call was an EODON, so Executive Officer Director of Nursing.
Yep.
Which meant I was also in charge of service staff, maintenance, and nursing as well.
All right.
Whereas this role, I'm actually quite excited that I can go back to my roots, basically from a nursing perspective. I don't have to worry about, from a clinical perspective, I still need to worry about people's intake of food, etc., and make sure the environment's all nice and clean, which is your maintenance, your gardening. But I can actually focus on what I love and adore, which is my nursing and my clinical. So that's an area that appealed to me about coming over this area as well.
Wow.
Mm. And that, of course, obviously our main clinical area is nursing care, whether that be acute, our aged care, residential care, or whether it be in the urgent care unit, or whether it be any other type of community nursing or any other type of nursing. But there are other aspects to clinical care as well, Bob, which you and I have discussed before. There's physio, there's occupational therapy, and a whole vast range of various health professional groups that offer clinical care. And so because we are a small service and we have a small number of staff, all those clinical services come under the umbrella of Pam's leadership and management. And we're really excited about that to it, because working together as the team means that everybody's services and care delivery enhance the outcome for each person that needs it.
Yep, yep. So so you've been a nurse for a long time. You've been in this business for ages.
I'm only 21, so not that long. She's a young'un. You know, Bobby, don't ask a woman her age.
No, I didn't ask you your age. Not at all. I was simply reassuring our listeners that you have the appropriate level of experience and expertise.
You
fast-tracked, yeah, yes. Yeah. I've been a nurse longer than, yeah, anyway.
Longer than you care to think about.
Yes, yeah, yes.
Yeah. Right. So, and you've obviously sort of trickled up the tree to be a nurse who runs things rather than one who ties bandages and...
I actually did aged care management as well for 10 years, so a very strong aged care background as well. And then also the acute and rural remote nursing. So, yes, dabbled in a lot of areas, and I found that Apollo Bay in particular meets and ticks all the boxes for my area of expertise and what I enjoy doing, which is your community, your acute and your aged care.
Are you a swimmer?
I am, but not in the cold ocean. They have tried to convince me to get a wetsuit or something and go out there, but no.
Well, I might keep working on that. There's a very fit group of women in Apollo Bay who hit the ocean, I think weekly or every other day or something.
And, yes.
Look, I don't do it, but gee, I admire it.
You might get me in a boat.
A boat?
A canoe or something.
Okay.
Or a kayak.
Well, there's a sailing club.
Yes.
Yep.
Might hit the white ball around in summer. Do the golf.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and what are the big challenges for running, you know, little for being the boss of a little hospital like that or a little facility?
The challenges at the moment, which we're working on quite strongly, is continuing our nursing education and upskilling. Because in a small town, it is very difficult. You don't always have every single accident every single day, 30-odd presentations a day. So it's keeping those nurses skilled and confident and competent in what they're doing as well. And keeping that morale going as well with them and trying to get that education on board, which is one of my big focus at the moment, is clinical education with them.
Yeah, because years of experience don't necessarily add up to education. You've actually got to go and catch up with the new procedure.
That's correct.
You know,
and part of your CBD points, you need to continue with your education as well. And it's discovering and looking out from the nurse's perspective what I need and require down this this area as well. So, but yeah, nursing education is a big point at this time.
That's a fascinating point, isn't it? Years of employment don't necessarily mean experience. And I often think about when I was an educator, the best person to ask a question of was your recent graduates, because they were the ones with the most up-to-date information, research, eager to learn, keen for the experience, often knew exactly what was going on. And I think that's a really important point. And that's a very strong commitment that the board of directors and myself have made to our clinical staff, is to maintain their opportunities to be able to access the professional development that they need to continue with. And it is a requirement of their annual registration.
So
it's an important piece of work that Pam's going to lead for us.
And sadly makes them all much more employable elsewhere, should they?
That's where it's really nice to grow your own.
And
we've got a couple of students at the moment, and one is a local lass, so it's really good to try and encourage and grow your own. I do believe they need to go away for 12 months for that graduate year to get that really, really good A&E experience elsewhere, but it's really lovely if I can bring them back.
Well, there are quite a few nurses that are young women, and they're nearly all women, unfortunately, that are working in rural, remote areas or overseas or whatever. That maybe later on we could mount a little campaign to bring them back to Apollo Bay, because they know how nice it is to live here. Anyway, that's by the by. Well, welcome.
Thank you.
Have you set any big targets or any sort of made any major changes?
I come with I want to get things done yesterday.
Ah.
And I get quite frustrated that things, I know I was actually only counting, this is only my fourth week actually, and I think every week I've been here it's been a short week. I haven't actually had a full week here, so that'd be a really good target, would be my full week.
To have a long week.
Yes, but I have already, we're already sending a couple of nurses off to some education, so I'm really impressed and really happy with the feedback I got from the nurses that I put an SMS out to make it even for everybody to apply, and everyone wanted to do it.
Oh, great.
So that I found really encouraging.
Yep.
So that's good. I want to put some runs on the board and really encourage the staff.
The other thing that was really reassuring for myself and for the board of directors, Bob, was everybody in town knows about the bus crash a couple of weekends ago.
Yeah.
Oh, a couple of Mondays ago. And it was your first Monday on site, wasn't it, Pam? And so I said, when we got the news, I said to Pam, well, you know, you might need to roll your sleeves up. We'll be hanging around for a while tonight, I think. And it was, whilst it was really unfortunate we had an incident, the fact was that that's what we're there for when the what if happens. And that what if meant that the police, the CFA, the ambulance, our doctor on call, Pam and the nursing staff on call, we called in a couple of extra nurses to help out. And it was great to be able to almost initiate her with a real life scenario to be able to get used to, whilst we might be small, when we respond with the professionalism that would happen anywhere else.
Yeah.
So it was great for Pam to see that and to meet people. Great way to meet people.
Yeah. Pass me that scalpel. Yeah. Or whatever.
I met every police officer and every ambulance within Cooey.
Yeah, that's so. Yeah. Very reassuring for everyone in the community, really, and the visitors, to know that that sort of facility is available to us.
It was a very good opportunity for me to see the staff work.
Yeah.
And I was very proud of them. Not one of them hesitated when I asked them, could they come back? Could they stay a bit longer?
Yep.
Even down to the girls in the kitchen, could you get the tea and coffee and stuff? Never hesitated.
Yep.
Never questioned. Just all rallied around, and the nurses held the fort, did the triaging, do exactly what they're meant to be doing until the GP did arrive.
Yep.
So, that initial. And then just to have the paramedics in there as well was just magic. Yep. To see all the services all work together was really great.
And I'll take this opportunity, because I am opportunistic, I did put a little call out in the news sheet, Bob, but I do want to say that we reached out to the community to get things like accommodation and supplies for children and babies and food at late in the evening and all sorts of things. And this community, the people who put their hand up and responded to our phone calls and helped us out was just fantastic. And I did put a thank you in the news sheet, but I would like to say that thank you again. It was fabulous.
And the pizzas were yummy.
And the pizzas were yummy. All right. On that note, we might have a little musical break and come back. This is the Apollo Bay Community Health Check on 3ABR. Don't Pass Me By. The Beatles, an oldie and some would say a goodie. Certainly Deborah would, wouldn't you, Deborah?
Yes.
Yeah, she
bit
likes that.
Bit of a Beatle fiend.
Yeah. Pam, you're a Beatles fan? How can you not be, really?
I'm too young. Who are they?
Very cute.
Everything's on the wobbly. It's all there. It's overwhelmed by history. This is the Apollo Bay Health Check, sponsored by Otway Community Health. And it's interesting to know that, speaking of community health and community stuff, we're having a monthly Murrawarne program starting on May the 8th or the 9th.
That's fabulous.
With Jody, where we're going to talk to people that use Murrawarne and find out, all that stuff.
Brilliant.
About what's going on there. So that'll be Butte.
Yep.
And, and that's a little paid sponsorship too, so we like a couple of shekels to buy a new seat. Or do you like the new chairs?
I do. They're very
comfortable. Not too bad.
Thank you.
They're not too bad.
I think everybody thought we stood around doing this. You've just given the secret away that we sit.
So, Pam, you're interested in nurse practitioners and in upskilling people to be more confident in their work as nurses. Is that right?
Yeah, I've worked in rural remote Australia where we've only not had access to GPs. You can be 500-600 kilometres away.
Yep.
And we've had to either go via telehealth or telephone to speak to a doctor. But what they have been recruiting up north, as well as in South Australia, Australia-wide, is nurse practitioners.
Yep.
So they're an excellent complement and an excellent pathway for nurses as well to go. And they complement the doctors and they complement the service that you've got there as well. Because your locum doctors on call just don't want to come in for, you know, your lower triages, but they can, nurse practitioner and the doctor can both see the higher triage, the ones and twos, and be a massive compliment. It's a great pathway for nurses to know from a clinical aspect that's the direction they can go in. Some go clinical and some go managerial, which is the pathway I took.
Mm-hmm. And so a nurse practitioner simply studies and learns
I don't know if it's simple.
More? Well, I like to try and simplify things. Does more study and possesses more skill to do things like...
To get there, to do the things that they can do, Bob, they need to get there by, first of all, doing their nursing degree, which is a three-year university qualification. Then they undertake a number of years of experience and then we'll use, for example, a nurse practitioner whose specialty area is emergency care. Mm. So they will work in an emergency department for some time and then they're required to do a master's degree in that area of specialty and they're required to do over 5,000 hours of clinical development and then they can apply to the Australian Health Practitioners Regulation Agency, which is a big name for a government bureaucracy, who means that they register the nurse practitioner. Then to be able to practice as a nurse practitioner, you have to show your registration. So you have to have done all that previous. Then what they can do is a whole suite of work, and if we focus on the emergency nurse practitioner. They can assess and diagnose. They can refer and take x-rays and blood tests. They can do procedures, minor procedures and other procedures, prescribe medications, refer to other health professionals and practitioners, education, counselling and support, work alongside their medical colleagues and other allied health professionals, and across the whole spectrum of areas of health service delivery. We had the good fortune to be able to seize an opportunity recently and have a nurse practitioner on site here at Otway Health across 5 days for Easter. Mm. We had an experienced GP who comes here very regularly, who has worked with nurse practitioners before, and her view was that nurse practitioners are quite underutilised in Australia. Mm. So we thought, working with the GP, we would run a trial to see if the type of work we have in our urgent care would respond well and be a good environment for nurse practitioners. So together with the GP, the nurse practitioner worked for 5 days and the trial went extremely well. We were delighted with the feedback we got from patients, with the feedback from staff, from ambulance, from the doctors. And it's an important way of us to determine what are ways that we can make sure the needs of this community are met. Mm. And as we know, a very, very interesting, a topic of interest for everybody here at the moment is ensuring that we have ongoing medical coverage at the health service.
Sure.
To do that, I may not be able to guarantee that every day, 24 hours a day, every day of the year. So to be able to have...
You mean that there's a doctor leading that? Yeah.
Yes, we know that at times we can't. There are times where we simply cannot find a doctor who's available for a 24-hour on-call period. As it is across Victoria and Australia, we've talked about this before and it's not something I'm making up. It's just such a real problem for everybody that we're trying to address. Mm. So what I wanted to do is to be able to reassure our community that we've got an alternative in those circumstances where we can definitely meet. A really good example is there's a hospital much bigger than ours but still a rural hospital in central Victoria who has lost their medical on-call coverage from Thursdays across till Mondays and they've just recently engaged a nurse practitioner group who will do all their weekend on-call for the next 12 months because they simply can't find a doctor. So while they're trying to recruit doctors, they've put in another model of care.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm not saying that's... Please, don't anybody think that's what I'm saying we're going to do. I'm just saying I'm trying really hard to look at a broad spectrum of what we can do and what might be possible moving forward.
Yeah, well, if you can't get butter, then margarine will do for the minute. That's what else can you do, really? But it will be interesting because this is a long-term thing. This is not, this is not this week's topic. It will be very interesting to see how how that performs over a 12-month period will be fascinating, and a privilege to be able to get the data from that and get a bit of an idea about the levels of care and any positive or negative consequences.
Absolutely. Well,
fortunately, over Easter, there wasn't really a desperate need for a GP as a priority one.
Mm.
So everything that came over Easter, if we didn't have that doctor on call, the nurse practitioner that was there would have been able to manage that with the nurses that were in the hospital.
Mm.
So it was a really great trial to that point as well.
Mm.
And again, I have to, you know, I say this every single time, Bob, in a real emergency, if we have a true emergency,
people dial 000,
and our paramedics in this state and this country are best in the world.
If you're in the golden hour from a heart attack or you've just cut your leg off with a chainsaw,
you want to be in the back of that truck.
Those guys are better than most GPs, especially new GPs, at dealing with that emergency and stabilising and getting people
where
they need
ones,
to be.
That's right. Our priority ones, emergencies, always have from Apollo Bay been transferred directly to Barwon Health.
Yep.
So that will always continue. We've not changed any of that.
Mm.
And I plug the guys here locally often, and I do that with the greatest respect because we have a good team here.
Yeah, well, you know, yes, and we all know that. Because we know them, and you know, some of them are volunteers and some are not.
That's
We're very aware of the quality of our emergency care and it's classic of a small community. You would know coming from Peterborough.
Well, it's very interesting.
When the doo-doo hits the fan, folk put things aside.
South Australia is a different model.
Yep.
So I was actually, we don't have paramedics in every town in South Australia.
Okay.
No, we run by volunteers, purely volunteers, which is what we call a Cert 4 level.
Yep.
So when I first came here to find that you have two paramedics here, I thought, wow, this is a really different model of care that I'm not used to. And it was so great to have them there and to have that backup and to have them working with us as a team was absolutely amazing. South Australia would love to have that, the country towns that we have. It's just volunteers. So every time someone had an incident at a home or on the road, they would have to come into hospital every single time. But here you have that advantage that these paramedics can treat at the scene instead of moving someone twice as a priority one. They do their mini hospital on wheels, basically, and take them straight through to
straight
the major
away.
Tertiary hospitals, which is an excellent. I haven't seen that model before and haven't worked within that model. So, I was quite excited to see how that works. So here in Apollo Bay, you have your paramedics, you're going to have your nurse practitioners, and you're going to have damn competent nurses within your hospital.
Yep. And
very well equipped.
Yeah, and GPs attending
and your GPs
a lot
on
of the
call.
Time as well.
So, no, it's a very different model that I'm used to. So I'm quite excited to work within it and grow our nurses up to complement that whole clinical area as well.
Well, great and improving.
Yeah.
Thanks. This has been a great segment. I just wanted to say, if people want to be on the community consultative group, if people want to know more about Otway Health and
the Community Advisory Committee.
That's what it's called.
In the next news sheet, we'll be putting out the email address, and you've just caught me on the hop, Bob, and I can't remember when the next round of applications open, but it will be soon, and there's a whole lot of information coming out into the next news sheet as well. There'll be an email where community members can send emails direct to board directors, and there'll be an email where community members can send an inquiry directly to the Community Advisory Committee as well.
So if you're interested or concerned about Otway Health, and if you live here, you probably should be, take the opportunity to get the information from the horse's mouth. Next door neighbour is not always the most reliable. And jump on the committee or go to the meetings, which will be held regularly to inform people and to answer questions. Tough ones, and Dorothy Dix's too. This has been the Apollo Bay Community Health Check, brought to you by Otway Health. Thank you, Deborah. Thank you, Pam. Nice to meet you.
Thanks, Bob.
You.